Aleph that we're familiar with. The Gemara says that the mitzvah of Nar Chanukah is to light the Ner al Pesach Beiso, connected to the home. In fact, the poskim have a debate whether the public lightings of Neres Chanukah, do you make a bracha on such a lighting? It's not really the mitzvah. Perhaps you shouldn't make a bracha. It seems strange, though. We know that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is connected to Pirsum HaNeis, to be Mefarsim, the Neis of the Pach Shemen. Yes, B'Shas HaSakona, we light inside. Maybe the Pirsum HaNeisa, the audience of the Pirsum HaNeisa has changed, but that's really the focus of the mitzvah. So why is it that Chazal instituted that we should fulfill the mitzvah dafka in a way that it's connected to the bayis? If Pirsum HaNeisa is the ikar of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, so then we should light the menorah in a public place. Why should we but dafka light it in a way that it's connected to the bayis? I think Chazal wanted to underscore a very important message by instituting that the Ner Chanukah should be lit dafka in connection to the bayis. That is, that often we ask ourselves, how can we inspire other people to take Yiddishkeit more seriously? How can we inspire others to be medakdik the mitzvahs more, to believe in Hashgachas Hashem? How can we make an impact? The answer is by lighting the flame within ourselves. It's not necessary to preach to other people. Light the flame within yourself. Light the Ner Chanukah in your bayis. Light the flame of Torah and mitzvahs, kinei mitzvah v'Torah, or light that flame within yourself. Become the best Eved Hashem that you can be. Develop yourself to the fullest in mitzvahs, bein adam lamakom, bein adam lachavero. If you become the best Ben Torah that you can be, that will influence and that will inspire all those that you come in contact with. There's an inherent beauty that a Ben Torah has, and that ziv, that hod that a Ben Torah has can influence, that hod can draw other people closer. The end of last week's parsha, Yosef is sold to Potiphar. And the pasuk says, "Vayara Adonov ki Hashem ito v'chol asher hu otzeh Hashem matzliach biyado." Potiphar saw that Yosef was successful. He saw Hashem was with Yosef, and he was matzliach in everything he did. How did Potiphar know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that was making Yosef successful? Did Yosef tell him? The answer is no. Rashi says, "Ki Hashem ito shem shamayim shogar b'fiv." Yosef always mentioned Hashem. He always said, "Emitz Hashem and Baruch Hashem." So, naturally, when Yosef was successful, Potiphar attributed Yosef's hatzlacha to the Hashem that Yosef always mentioned. Yosef didn't preach to Potiphar. He didn't tell him anything explicitly. He just acted in the way that was natural to him. He acted in an elevated, refined fashion. And that made an impact, even on Potiphar. Yosef's actions spoke for themselves. And that really is what the Gemara says in Yuma. The Gemara in Daf Peivav in Yuma says that someone who's Kari Vishonu, Meshamish Tamid Chachamim, someone who learns properly, someone who has a Rebbe, Maso Matono Be'amuna V'Diburo B'Nachasim Abrio, someone who acts with integrity, who speaks pleasantly to people, who greets other people with a smile, who does chesed with other people. What do individuals say about such a person? They say, Ashrei Avi Shalim Do Torah, Ashrei Rabbi Shalim Do Torah. Lucky is the father and the Rebbe that taught this individual Torah. It's not necessary to preach to others to make a Kiddush Hashem. The way that we do, the way that we make a Kiddush Hashem, the way that we're mar b'kvod shamayim, is by acting with a sense of shleimus. Bein adam lamakom, through our learning, through diktat b'mitzvahs, bein adam lachavero as well. By acting pleasantly with other people. That's how we can be mar b'kvod shamayim. And I think this is one of the lessons of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. That the way to publicize Hashem's presence in the world is not by preaching, but rather it's by lighting the flame within ourselves. By realizing our full potential as B'nai Torah, that's how we can influence, that's how we can inspire our families, our communities, and all the people that we come in contact with. Freilich and Chanukah.